From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, July 8th. Coming up, Medicaid cuts and potential reductions to HIV prevention and testing dollars could both hit patients living with the disease. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign County employees say they will go on strike tomorrow if they aren't able to reach a new contract agreement with administrators before then. A local chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees claims officials are not making a fair offer to increase wages and reduce health insurance costs. In a previous statement, Champaign County Executive Steve Summers said officials are committed to negotiating and reaching, quote, a fair and equitable agreement. The union represents employees in nearly every county department. A work stoppage tomorrow could bring county operations to a halt and cause delays for people who have business with Champaign County, including for highway maintenance, the courthouse, the clerk's office, and animal control. Employees say bargaining sessions are scheduled to resume this morning. Champaign Unit 4 is set to reveal the results of an outside investigation into its special education services tonight. Almost 1 year ago, the board reached a settlement with one of its own members. Amy Armstrong had filed a complaint alleging that Central High School isolated her nonverbal daughter without her communication device, leading her to self-harm. The agreement required the district to hire an auditor to examine the problems students with disabilities face. That report is now complete and will be presented tonight. IPM News will bring you more coverage from the Unit 4 School Board meeting tomorrow on Morning Edition. Environmental groups in Illinois are renewing their calls to state lawmakers to pass clean energy legislation. Mawa Iqbal has more.
This comes as President Trump signed his big tax bill into law. The Illinois Clean Jobs Coalition says the bill includes sweeping rollbacks to Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, specifically tax credits to companies investing in the production of clean energy, like wind and solar. Katie McFadden is a lobbyist with the coalition, and she says her group is working with lawmakers in Springfield to pass new statewide legislation.
But really, you know, overhauled how we are doing energy planning and modeling in the state in a way that was going to help, not only keep us on track with our climate goals, but also keep bills low.
McFadden says she hopes it will pass this fall. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
In court documents filed yesterday, federal prosecutors say they're seeking a nearly six-year prison term and a big fine for the convicted former CEO of Commonwealth Edison. Dave McKinney has more.
Ann Promisciori was once one of Chicago's most powerful corporate leaders, but now stands convicted of multiple counts of falsifying business records as ComEd's boss. It was all part of a conspiracy to influence now-convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan to help ComEd's legislative agenda in Springfield. That scheme involved $1.3 million in secret ComEd payments to Madigan-blessed ghost subcontractors that prosecutors say Promisciori kept off the company's ledgers. Prosecutors say her misconduct warrants a 70-month prison term and a $1.75 million fine. She's due to be sentenced July 21st.
This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, Medicaid cuts and potential reductions to HIV prevention and testing dollars could both hit patients living with the disease. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 68 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 86 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 67 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 87 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Central Illinois writer Judith Valente feels a special connection to Italy, a place where she says people are committed to living la dolce vita, the sweet life. She writes about this and more in her new book, The Italian Soul. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us. Il mio destino.
Your You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Several cities across the Midwest are considered hotspots for HIV because they have so many new cases. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports public health experts worry proposed federal policy changes will not help and may even unravel some efforts to contain the spread of HIV.
Todd Fuqua sorts through the bottles of medications he uses every day to keep his HIV under control.
You want me to talk?
Yeah, what am I looking at here?
So these are my prescription meds.
Fuqua was diagnosed in 2012. HIV used to be a death sentence many years ago, but now it's something patients like Fuqua can manage with medication.
My body's not being, my immune system isn't being kind of eaten away at by the virus. It's still there, but it's so low that it's not really having as much of an impact. And more importantly, I can't transmit the virus to other people through sexual contact.
But Fuqua is worried about the future. He earns a living as a photographer in Indianapolis and relies on Medicaid to access his HIV meds. Now, both Indiana and the federal government are moving forward with Medicaid work requirements. That means people would have to prove that they work, volunteer, or go to school for a certain number of hours in order to receive health insurance. Fuqua should still qualify under these new rules.
Like, I'm not worried about passing the work requirements because I'm working. It just seems like an unnecessary burden. And where there's paperwork requirements, there's always the chance of someone missing something.
And Fuqua's worries are backed by some recent reports. One estimate from the Urban Institute shows that as many as 1 million people in the Midwest could lose their Medicaid coverage due to clerical errors, even if they still qualify. And there's so much at stake, especially for people living with HIV in the U.S. That's because around 40% of them get their health insurance through Medicaid. It's been a lifeline for Fuqua.
Particularly with my HIV, I don't have the luxury of not having insurance because my meds are like $4,500 a month.
Without the medicine suppressing his viral load, he could potentially become infectious, which makes him a risk to any sexual partners. Medicaid changes are not the only concern, though. The most recently proposed Trump budget for 2026 almost completely cuts funding for HIV testing and prevention to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's especially worrisome in Midwest cities like Indianapolis, where HIV cases have continued to climb.
We have the STD roulette game for, you know, engagement and whatnot with, you know, patrons that come by and want to get tested or just want
HIV outreach coordinator Joshua Brown stands at the parking lot of a Walgreens in downtown Indianapolis. He explains the resources at this pop-up HIV testing site.
And lots of little pamphlets, you know, that talk about things like harm reduction and HIV and PrEP and
Brown says he worries that reduced funding will mean less resources for prevention efforts like this mobile clinic, among other things.
There are going to be people that are not going to know their status and are, you know, unfortunately probably going to be HIV positive and put other people at risk potentially for that transmission.
Other Midwest cities like Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Columbus are also identified as HIV hotspots that give some of their counties access to special federal funding that started around 6 years ago. That funding is not under threat, but the CDC funds that fuel almost all prevention efforts are. That includes money flowing to local nonprofits. Alan Witchie is the president of the Damien Center, Indiana's largest HIV/AIDS service organization. Their clinic offers things like free testing, affordable prevention medications, housing, and other services. Witchie says many of the nonprofits' funding streams now feel at risk.
In this moment, it's very hard to plan how you're going to serve a group of vulnerable people with high needs when you know there's going to be massive reductions and you already don't have enough resources to serve people.
Trump's proposals will ultimately have to be taken up and approved by Congress. Whether a final budget includes cuts to HIV testing and prevention remains to be seen. I'm Ben Thorpe, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations in the Midwest, including Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, and Ben Thorpe. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.